God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is actually going to be based on our gospel reading as we see the miracle taking place of God healing 10 lepers. And as we take a look at that miracle, I at least have to set the stage of what leprosy sort of does to you. We may be familiar with various types of diseases and illnesses, you know, things like cancer strike our mind, and other type of medical illnesses that sort of influence and hurt our social being. And whenever any of these things occur, whether it be like growing old and the bones just aching a little bit more and we can't do the things that we once were able to do, or a loss of energy, or even depression, we start feeling a little set back and we start thinking, oh, I wish I had those better days in life. However, with leprosy, if you got leprosy, that immediately meant you had to leave your house, you had to leave your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and you had to go be isolated, typically in a leper colony. That meant that the only person you would have contact with would be other lepers. It was not necessarily a good life, because if you would approach a town or a village or other people, they would see you coming and start walking away. No one likes to live like that. It is truly a tragedy in one's life should they get leprosy. Now let's start thinking, first of all, of other tragedies. When you think of tragedy and tragedy like leprosy, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is this something you would really want? Most of us would probably say, no, Pastor, I really don't want something major and traumatic to come into my life. But for the lepers in our text, their leprosy was actually a blessing. Let me explain it this way. We may not welcome tragedy into our life, but the one who came back to thank God, that one leper, because he was healed, he was before the presence of God Almighty. In the midst of this tragedy, he got to hear God's precious words, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." He had the opportunity to experience being touched by God in a very unique and particular way. And let's go back to that concept of what leprosy is. In the midst of tragedy, do you think about only your own poor, miserable life? And in the midst of tragedy, can you thank God for some of the other blessings? Too often in our lives, we are so consumed with the tragedy, we sometimes fail to forget that, yes, God still works, even through tragedy. Let's consider our text again. First of all, we have to realize, as our text begins, that Jesus is traveling along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as in the Middle East today, there are certain people groups that don't get along with each other. They hate each other. They would never be able to hold hands or even live together or even really talk together. The same is also true during the time of Jesus. What's interesting is, who was the one who gave thanks to our Lord? Luke notes that he was a foreigner. That implies that the other nine were part of the natives of the land. Think for a moment. These two people groups who have been at war with each other for many years, who hate each other, in the midst of the tragedy of their leprosy, can now live together. Because that was what was taking place. In this leper colony of these 10 lepers, they were living together. They didn't care about the ethnicity of the other person. They needed each other. They needed to depend on each other. And they were there for each other. Even in the midst of leprosy, there was some good coming out of this leprosy. This tragedy created a special bond. We see people coming together from different backgrounds of life because of this tragedy. Even in today's world, we see this in a different point of view. Not necessarily with leprosy, but with other support groups, whether it be support groups in dealing with some sort of addiction or grief, or working with people who are developmentally challenged, like our Voice of Care. These groups attract people from different walks of life. different aspects of society for a common purpose. And some of those people would say, yes, what's going on in their life is a very big tragedy. So also, you are also gathered here tonight for a particular purpose. As the church gathers together in the midst of their tragedy in dealing with sin, being separated from God, the need for the forgiveness of sins which only the Christ provides, the church also gathers in the midst of tragedy. But can we really put aside our differences for the sake of the forgiveness of sins? Can we embrace the differences for the healing that God's Word alone brings? Can we celebrate and thank God, even though our lives may be heading different directions and may be shattered by the various effects of sin? Because we all struggle with sin in one form or another. Some sort of tragedy has affected our own lives. And the reason why I named this, because in the midst of tragedy, we usually like to blame other people. But notice in this leper colony, they weren't excluding somebody because of ethnicity, but instead they welcomed them in. But in the midst of our own tragedies, whatever that may be, whatever injustices we have to face, so to speak, in life, do we start blaming others for our own problems? Do we start coveting the good life that other people have? Or do we sit there and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings. Even though my body is getting a little older, even though other people may have more money or may have bigger families or happier type families, can in the midst of whatever tragedy you're facing, can you still give praise and thanks to God? Just because God has blessed some people with an excellent health, can I not be thankful and rejoice with them that they have excellent health? Or can I not be thankful that some people have been blessed with a lot of wealth and a lot of wisdom and celebrate with them? Or is my heart always coveting, saying, why can't I have what they have? Let me speak now a little bit more personally from my past. Earlier in my life, when my wife and I were struggling with the concept of infertility, as my beginning years as a parish pastor, this infertility tragedy, you could say, was weighing very hard on my heart. But serving as an assistant pastor in Nebraska, I had certain duties to perform. One of which, in a fairly large congregation, there were a lot of couples having babies. The result of which was, as a pastor, my responsibility was what? To go to the hospital? Visit with the family at the hospital? Give prayers of thanksgiving to God for this blessed gift of life. And in the midst of that, can I be truly thankful while I would almost be quasi coveting that child? That's the real test of faith. And it gets one step even worse. In one essence, from the tragic point of view, what would happen if I was the one that was called upon to be God's instrument in performing the sacrament of holy baptism? Now baptizing this little one, allowing God's grace, the Holy Spirit, to be entered into this child, can I not rejoice and celebrate with all of Christendom the gift of that faith and another child entering the kingdom of God? Or would my tragedy burden my heart and consume me with all bitterness and covetousness? I will admit, it was not very easy to do, being a pastor by which God blesses these families, and still struggling with the whole concept of infertility. Can we celebrate even in the midst of our own tragedies? How often do we give praise and thanks to God, even though we may be hurting on the inside and we may have various forms of tragedies in our life? Or do we only give God thanks for when things are going our way? As that last hymn we sang, Lord, forgive us for shallow thankfulness. Thankfulness that says, thank you, God, for giving me what I want. Versus, when things don't go my way, can I still say, thank you, God, for the life, the breath, the opportunity I have. It may not be as great as someone else, but this is your gift to me. Can I not celebrate it? Our sinful nature, I will admit, struggles with these concepts and says this is very challenging and difficult to do when someone else gets all the toys in life and I don't. Can I be thankful for the gifts that I do have? Getting back to our text, I will admit, our text does talk about that special miracle. That person who has received God's special miracle of the healing of leprosy. But if you notice what Jesus says in that last line of our text, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Let me connect that to what the leper said. "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." These words, actually, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us," are very similar to the words we sang at the beginning part of our liturgy, "Lord, have mercy upon us." That basically meant that while they were still in their tragic state of leprosy, they heard that Jesus was coming. They believed that, yes, Jesus could heal them. In one essence, there was still hope within them, even within that tragedy. The final blessing was, yes, they were healed. And the ultimate blessing, that those who have that faith in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have that perfect healing of eternal life in heaven above. Now let's compare this to our own lives. In the midst of our own tragedy, can we still come to our Lord and Savior with a petition, "Lord, have mercy"? Sure, there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord for His mercy, but do you still have hope at this point? You still have an expectation that, yes, the Lord is there. You haven't rejected God or blamed Him and pushed Him out of your life because of whatever tragedy. But instead, can you use this tragedy to draw you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ? That's the challenge for us today. We don't struggle with the same issues of leprosy. We struggle with different issues of shallow thankfulness. Another way of looking at this is with our various loved ones, whether they be little children, whether they be spouses, or other relatives, or someone who's really special in our lives. Do we only say the phrase, "I love you," when the person is doing something for our good? But can we say, "I love you," even in the midst of difficult times? Should my daughters ever misbehave, do I not still love them? If my wife forgets to make dinner, do I not still love her? The answer is yes. Even in the most difficult times that our family may experience, that love is still there. Love is not based on performance, is it? If it is, we're really troubled with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He's the one who died on the cross because we are sinners. There was no way we could ever please God because of our sin. But yet He died so that we could be with Him in heaven above. He gives of His very body and blood, regardless of our performance, and He gives us that faith to believe and trust in Him so that we can be with Him in heaven above. He also gives of His body and blood with the bread and wine. We heard this, for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. We call this the Lord's Supper, but there's another phrase I'd like to bring up for tonight, that this meal is called the Eucharist. And the Eucharist basically means giving thanks. Can we give thanks to our Lord and Savior that He even gives of Himself when He didn't have to? For those undeserving? The answer is yes. So in the midst of our own tragedy, can we be thankful that what Christ has given us? That saving faith that comes from the Holy Spirit is there. Can we still rejoice and give praise to God, even though the economy may not be as best as it was? Our pockets may not be as filled with the money that it once had. Our bodies may be falling apart. Things just may not be going the way that we would like it to go. Can we still give thanks? On this day that we celebrate, this National Day of Thanksgiving, we do remember to give thanks to God, not only during the good times and the wonderful times when things seem to be going our way. Yes, we should rejoice, but even in the difficult times, even in our tragedy. So the church comes together to realize the tragedy of their sins. And yes, we are united during those difficult times to say, yes, Lord, forgive me my shallow thankfulness. Give me the strength I need to give glory to you in all times and not just in the good times. And Lord, help me to look after my brother in need. Because we may not be facing tragedy, but others around us may be. So we ask the Lord to open our eyes to the many blessings that He bestows upon us and to look for opportunities to share these blessings with those also in need. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.